Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and I hope to equip and encourage you as we talk about healthy exercise, ergonomics, posture, and practical self-care strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. So if you, your family, or your colleagues spend a fair bit of time at your desk or using screens, tune in because this podcast is for you. Hi there, I'm physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast, episode number 3. Today, we're talking about whether or not it's good posture advice to sit up straight, in inverted commas. You might have been told throughout your life, or you may have told others to sit up straight, thinking that that's a great way to help improve yours or other people's posture. So we're going to talk a little bit today about whether that's actually the truth or if it's a myth, and whether or not it's current best posture advice so that we can help ourselves and other people we know and love feel and function our best at our desk. So I hope you have heard that before, the old adage, sit up straight, that's good for your posture, because I certainly have. And to be honest, until recently, I had caught myself telling my kids that before I knew any better. So it wasn't too long ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, that I upskilled in the area of occupational health physiotherapy. I've been a physiotherapist, mainly a sports physiotherapist, for many, many, many years. And it was only when I started to work in this occupational health arena that I started to think about the power of my words and exactly what I was saying to my patients and also to other people that I came across that were asking me for posture advice. So I've done a lot of diving into this area. I have talked a lot about posture to my patients, to other people in workshops, and lots to children and students and workers through my Be Fit to Sit programs in schools and workplaces. So I have come to put all the latest research together, all my experience together, and a lot of advice from other people as well together to be able to pass on some special tips and updates for you so that you can help your own posture and the people that you're talking to's posture as well. So I would love to let you know that sitting up straight isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's not necessarily the ticket to having great posture. It's not necessarily the recipe for posture success and for future-proofing your posture than you might think. And there's a few reasons why, so we'll dive into them right now. I think firstly, over the years, and you may have experienced this and you may already know this, we are starting to sit a lot more in general than we used to. So back in the days when we weren't sitting so much, not only during our work and school or study hours, but also during our outside of work and school hours, we didn't used to sit so much. There's lots of evidence around the fact that we're now, as a nation, as a global community, we are tending to sit a lot more hours in the day than usual and a lot more cumulative hours over the week than usual. You can check out some evidence around that if you like, and I've spoken to that fact before in episode number 2. So the fact that we're actually sitting a lot more means that we're probably putting a lot more strain on our body. And so we're putting our posture a bit more at risk. So it becomes even more important for us to know a bit more detail about how we can really future-proof our posture and how we can help our posture not be so severely affected by sitting. So saying all that, in the last probably 15 to 20 years, there has become a lot more research and a lot more advancements, not only in our furniture and our ergonomic furniture, but into the way that we think about posture and about moving. Now, if you've followed me for any length of time, you would probably know that I talk a lot about moving more. And that was the focus of episode number 2 of the Be Fit to Sit podcast. So the fact that we are sitting so much, as I mentioned, means that we should actually break up our periods of extended sitting a lot more so that we're not actually sitting in a static posture so much. So the whole idea of sitting up straight really conjures up an image of sitting up straight, sitting up still all of the time, or all of the time that you can possibly manage, as much time as you could possibly manage. You'd be surprised how when I go into offices or workplaces in general, even school environments, I often talk to people about their posture and they often say to me, I have got pretty good posture, I think. I sit up straight all the time, or I try to sit up straight all the time. And when I talk to them a little bit deeper, we start to realize that, yes, they might be trying to sit up straight, in inverted commas, a lot of the time, but they're still suffering. They're often the people I see that have a lot of strain on their bodies and are finding that it's really hard for them to sit for any length of time. So saying that, that leads me to the point that that whole idea of sitting up straight is sort of alluding to the fact that it's a static posture. Now, we know that static postures, we know a lot more about them now, static postures are not good for our body. They're not good for our circulation. They're not good for our metabolism. And they're certainly not great for our musculoskeletal system. So our musculoskeletal system is our series of bones, ligaments, tendons, and joints that all need to function really well together for us to actually feel and move at our best, or function at our best. So when we're thinking about sitting up straight and the fact that it is a static posture that we're sort of alluding to or aiming towards, when we start to realize that static postures are not great for ourselves, we start to think, maybe sitting up straight isn't great for us either. And to be honest, there's also been studies around the fact that that sitting up straight with our chest up, and we think about our alignment of our spine, that sort of posture in the long term, so maybe not the short term, but over time, and even over time within one period of sitting, so say within one morning or within one afternoon, that static posture of our spine is quite compressive to our joints and particularly our discs in our back. And we all know that discs are really important for great healthy functioning of our spine. If you've ever suffered a serious disc injury, you will understand how painful disc injuries can be. And you would definitely want to alleviate any extra compressional load on your disc as much as possible. So we really want to try and avoid these static postures. And so we want to steer clear of the whole idea in our mind that sitting up straight is great for us. There's another reason why as well. So I often see people who are sitting up straight at their desk are the ones that are over time tending to gravitate more towards their screen, gravitate forwards. So they might have a pretty upright spine in terms of alignment of their head over their neck, over their thoracic or trunk part of their spine, and over their low back. But if you looked at them side on, they're really leaning forward at their hips and often perched on the front of their seat. So if you're a seat percher and you know that you sit more towards the front of your seat and you know that you try to sit up straight, try to take notice of whether or not over time you start to lean forwards towards your screen. because that can actually be just as damaging and just as tiring and just as pain-inducing or strain-inducing on our ligaments, joints, and muscles as sitting in a hunched or curved posture, which is what most of us would think would be the worst posture ever, to hunch over in our spine. So yes, hunching isn't great. That's really succumbing to gravity and the load of it on our shoulders, where our head is forwards of our shoulders and our neck's poking forwards. But often the sitting up straight and leaning forwards from our hips can be just as straining on our bodies and just as straining on our joints and our circulation and our metabolism as sitting in a hunched posture for some people. So the other reason is that chairs and ergonomic furniture has changed over the years to reflect the fact that we're now more thinking and leaning towards the fact that sitting up straight isn't necessarily the bee's knees of having a good posture. You might have noticed, if you're in an office environment or had anything to do with ergonomic equipment, that chairs in the office tend to have changed these days. No longer do they tend to just be very static, upright chairs. They tend to have a variety of backrests and also a variety of functions about moving that backrest. So and I'll put olden days in inverted commas as I speak, in the olden days, that's how my children would refer to pre their era, chairs were often set up quite rigidly and almost at 90 degrees. And I know people still often tell me, oh, my chair is at 90 degrees upright to perpendicular. So my chair's at 90 degrees. And yes, that was very old school advice. In the last era, where there's now more research and better ergonomic furniture, we understand that having that chair upright at 90 degrees actually tends to make us lean forward of the chair and tends to induce that sitting up straight posture. I often refer to it, when I see people in their sitting up straight, their 90 degree chair, as an ejector seat. If you sit in a seat like that for any length of time, you really feel like you're being pushed forwards in your chair. It doesn't encourage you to use your backrest at all. And I'll speak to that in a sec. So the old adage of having your chair at 90 degrees, 90-90, so your seat's flat and your backrest is upright, is not the latest and greatest advice. Chairs these days tend to encourage a more mobile posture and reflect that current advice about the fact that our posture should move more, not even just the getting up and down from the seating position, but also within the seating position. So there's twofold types of adjustments on your chair that reflect that. One is, often you'll notice the recline of a backrest. And so good ergonomic chairs, and I'll put ergonomic in inverted commas in my speech as well, ergonomic chairs enable you to have a slight backwards lean on your chair. So the current advice would be that your backrest is reclined a touch, 10 to 15 degrees usually, so that you can actually lean your body weight, your trunk back on the backrest and be encouraged to rest the muscles of your back and let your hips or your pelvis take the brunt of the weight. I'm always telling my clients, a backrest is to rest thy back. But so many of us tend to be in that really uber sitting upright position, leaning forwards, compressing our joints, our muscles and our body, and making our muscles work super, super hard to keep us upright. When really, we should be actually wiggling our bottom back in our chair, like I'm just doing now as I'm reminded, and leaning back on my backrest that's slightly reclined, just so I can rest my back and take most of the weight that I'm when I'm sitting through my buttock bones, through those sitting bones that you might be able to feel if you feel underneath the bulk of your buttocks. We're supposed to sit on those bones and then rest our back on our backrest, but slightly reclined. The other great feature that modern chairs have a lot of the time is a locking and unlocking mechanism for that backrest. So if your backrest unlocks, which is fantastic, you can actually then enable yourself to lean back on the backrest and rock back and forth to change your posture while you're sitting. It's a great way to get your low back and hips moving, encourage your circulation, switch some abdominal muscles on, and help relieve pain and strain from sitting too still for a long period of time. So if you can find on your chair the unlock button or lever on your chair so that you can actually recline your chair back and forth every now and then that is amazing. I'd recommend that at least every half hour if you can, to do a few little rocks back and forth. Now, there is a little bit of a caveat to that, because some people with ongoing back pain or ongoing low back injuries don't really have the core strength to be able to tolerate that. I've even seen it in some people who are quite systemically unwell or have other medical problems going on where their body is quite debilitated and they know their strength is not quite where it should be. And so sometimes unlocking a backrest on a chair is just too difficult for them because their core strength doesn't allow it. So sometimes it's not appropriate, but for most of us that have reasonably healthy bodies, try, give it a go and see if it works for you to just lean back and forth and unlock your backrest so that you can keep your body moving. That is a great way to change up your posture. So that is what I would do instead. My two steps for what I would do instead would be wiggle my bottom back in the chair to enable myself to lean back and use my backrest, and also to unlock my backrest if that's a lever that's available for me on my chair so that I can actually move back and forth while I'm sitting. And really that enables a much more flexible posture. It enables you to take strain off your body when you're sitting. Plus, when you bear in mind the additional benefit of the fact that you now know you're supposed to be getting up and away from the sitting position quite regularly, at least every hour, if not every half hour, for a few minutes of movement, put that all together and it's a recipe for much better posture success than sitting up straight, which is quite static and not always great for our bodies. It can be quite straining, as we mentioned. So you might try that right now if you're in the sitting position, or try it when you get home if you're not. If you're in a chair, step one would be to wiggle your bottom right back so you're sitting on those sit bones and have a feel for it. The next thing would be to lean your back on your backrest, and you may need to have a little fiddle of your chair and adjust the backrest if that's available for you. We're not going to go into adjusting your chairs in this episode, down the track, yes, but if your backrest adjusts, that is a great thing to look out for. Lean yourself back on your backrest. Then the last bit would be to make sure that the weight of your head is nicely aligned over your shoulders, that you're not craning your head and shoulders forward and leaving them behind as you peer towards a screen or towards a book or towards any sort of device. Use any sort of backrest you've got on your chair. Now, if you're not in an office chair, if you're in a dining chair or a waiting room chair, you can actually make the best of even the worst chairs by wiggling your bottom back in the backrest and leaning back on whatever backrest support that's on offer. I would often advise people, if they get a tired back, they know they tire quite quickly in sitting, to always choose to sit on a chair that has a backrest if there's a choice. Stools are not great for sitting any length of time if you really struggle to sit without pain and strain. So find a chair, even if it's not the best ergonomic chair, even if it's just a dining chair, or if there's a waiting room chair on offer that's got a backrest on it, use it. And yes, you can also use that tip for your car seat. So next time you get in your car, check if you've got a slight recline on your backrest. If you've got your car seat bolt upright at 90 degrees, chances are it's pushing you forward into that driving Miss Daisy position where you're sitting up uber straight and also peering half the way over the steering wheel. It's much better to have your backrest leaning back a touch and reclining and resting your back and even your head and neck on the backrest so that you are supported more of the time and you're not compressing your joints and strain, putting extra strain on your body. That may mean that you need to pull your seat further forwards a little bit so you can sit right back comfortably in your chair, but it's well worth it. So that's what I would do instead. And then if you do have a function on your office chair or the ergonomic chair that you sit on to unlock the backrest, that's an even better next step so that you can make sure that you've got a mobile posture, that you're moving as much as possible, and that you're not going to get stiff, sore, and sluggish in your body. Now, lastly, I will just mention sit to stand desks, because obviously that's a great invention in the last little while that's allowed us to completely change our posture up. So we're not even sitting when we're working or typing away on our computers or our devices. If you have a sit to stand desk, perfect. Make sure that you use it and actually elevate from sitting to standing. It'd be great if you could do it every half hour. Now, the evidence around that we have talked about before, but Professor Alan Hedge is the resource who has worked out a little bit of a guideline about we should really sit for 20 minutes for focus work, stand for 8 minutes, and then move for 2 minutes. So sit for 20, stand for 8, move for 2. We will talk a lot more about that in future episodes, but if you are going to sit to stand, do it often, just don't do it for such a long time, because that can be equally straining on our posture. And so that whole idea that we've talked about where static postures are not great for our body also applies in standing. So just because you've got a standing desk doesn't mean that you should be standing for most of the day either. It's usually, in most situations for most people, much better for you to alternate between sitting and standing and then a little bit of movement, so that you can actually change your position, change your posture, change the circulatory load, change the muscular load, change the load on your body and get your muscles moving and functioning at their best so that you feel and function your best at your desk. That's what it's all about here at the Be Fit to Sit podcast. Now, if you would like some of the exercises that are available as a free resource for you to do to even enable you to a bit more easily move while you're in that sitting position and use those couple of minutes of movement quite effectively while you're still smashing out some work at your desk, then you're welcome to head to my website for the best free desk exercises. That's a free resource available in a video format for you. You can head to the website and download those. I would love to share them with you. So thanks again for joining me in this episode of Be Fit to Sit, episode number 3, where we've been talking about whether or not it's best advice to tell ourselves and tell others to sit up straight. I'd love to know what you've gleaned from today's episode. And how are you going to talk to your friends, family, and even to yourself and remind yourself about how best you can sit at your desk so that you feel amazing? Have a great week, and I look forward to sharing more healthy habits and healthy tips with you about being fit to sit next time on the Be Fit to Sit podcast. Bye for now.